This is Seat Brown, research and extension entomologist with the University of Tennessee. It's July 2nd, and I've been getting a lot of phone calls from guys lately asking where the plant bugs are. I know plant bug numbers are low, and just in general, which is good for, you know, everybody, but a lot of questions asking where the plant bugs are. Numbers seem low, haven't had to spray as much, and I think a lot of that is the rain. Rain has kept a lot of these alternative hosts, the fleabane, the coreopsis, queen anne's lace, all of these alternative hosts are still blooming, and plant bugs will overwhelmingly prefer blooming weed hosts to cotton. So cotton is a sink, not a source. A source would be the weedy hosts, flowering pigweed. Anything flowering is going to be a source. Cotton is a sink. And so as long as we can keep these flowers blooming, they should hang on to the plant bugs as long as we can until cotton really starts blooming. I would think that they're going to hang on to these plant bugs longer and longer, and they may even hang on to them into bloom. I've seen that happen too. It's just, if we keep catching these rains every week and we stay pretty wet, and these flowers just keep going, then I think these plant bugs may hit that wall on the edge of these fields and try not to move any further in. Now, I think bloom may change that once we start blooming in our cotton, but that's just, we'll have to wait to see when we start popping a bunch of flowers on this cotton. Some other considerations that I've been asked as far as neonics. Neonics were really only effective prior to bloom, and I know I've put several blog posts out about that. I talk about this every year. Imidacloprid is good for one shot. Typically out of the gate, guys want to use imidacloprid, which is fine. It's good for one shot, and then if you follow up with Centric at 2 ounces, it's good for one shot. Now, if you want to put a third application out, I would not go back with imidacloprid. I would go with Centric at 2.5 ounces. I would not run back-to-back 2-ounce Centric shots just because you're not going to be very happy with the results. You've got to up that rate to get better control. I've got a few guys that want to mix imidacloprid and Centric. I've never really seen the benefit of that. I mean, you're kind of robbing Peter to pay Paul. Centric is overwhelmingly the more powerful neonicotinoid compared to imidacloprid. And if you run, let's say, 2 ounces or plus of imidacloprid plus 1.5 ounces of Centric, you're robbing yourself that extra 0.5 ounce of Centric, which will be better than the imidacloprid you're using in the start in the first place. So I would run imidacloprid by itself, and then if you come back again, run it 2 ounces of Centric. Don't tank mix them together. So you're not getting the benefit of the Centric, really. What you're doing is you're robbing it because you're not running Centric at that full rate. And then once we hit bloom, I throw the neonics away. So, I mean, they don't have a fit for us during bloom. They don't work. We need to transition to transform diamond, acephate, bidrin, some of the more proven insecticides that do work. And just a note on bidrin. Bidrin, for me, efficacy falls off the later in the season we get. I know we still got a lot of season left, but bidrin has more utility, at least in my studies, up closer into bloom, first, second week of bloom, or if you get in the very later part of bloom where you're trying to catch stink bugs, I would run bidrin, you know, if you're going to run it first bloom, second bloom at the latest, or save it all the way till you hit, like, you know, 6 week of bloom, or you're 2, 3, 4 nodes above white flower and you're wanting to kill stink bugs. That's where bidrin can come into play. That full bloom timing, I just don't see the best kill with bidrin that I do with other products like transform, acephate, especially acephate's going to be cheaper. So, I mean, typically you could substitute acephate for bidrin during peak bloom, and you're going to get better control pretty much 9 times out of 10. I'm trying to think as far as soybeans are quiet. I did have a little blow up of salt marsh on the research stations, but that hasn't translated to anything in the field. Stink bugs are out moving around. There's a few in corn, there's a few in beans, nothing crazy, just not crazy huge numbers. So I think that's, you know, we've got some time on that, and yeah, that's pretty much the majority of the phone calls I've been getting currently, and just a lot of ones about where the plant bugs are. And so that's my theory. Like I said, I could be wrong, but I've seen this in the past. where we have a lot of blooming wildflowers that just hang on to them and hang on to them, and they delay their migration into cotton. So hopefully we can keep that delay going, and we won't have to spray for plant bugs as hard this year. Well, if you ever have any questions, concerns, feel free to give me a call. My cell phone number is 318-498-1283. Thanks.